Is your agency ready for Agile? Booz Allen uses the frameworks, tools, and training to make Agile work for you. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
Members of Congress are moving slowly to take on the administration's government reorganization plans, but they are moving. The Senate has a bill that would authorize agencies to reorganize and merge, and now the House has a similar bill. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now to discuss what's in those bills, what they all mean. And Nicole, let's start with the bill that's in the Senate. And now, House, tell us about those bills.
So it is Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Chairman Ron Johnson and then Subcommittee Chairman James Lankford who filed that bill in the Senate. And they did so very shortly after the administration released its reorganization vision. And so that bill was established in the Senate. And just recently, we had Congressman Jody Heiss introduce a comparable bill. It's called the Reforming Government Act. And it's pretty much the exact same thing. And it gives the Office of Management and Budget the authority to enact a government reorganization plan. And it lets government abolish or transfer an independent regulatory agency and its functions. You can combine agencies. It gives them the authority to create a new agency. So it essentially would give OMB the power that they need to do some of the things that they describe in that plan. It gives OMB 2 years to submit that plan and to get rolling, basically. And the last time this was done was back in 1978 with the Civil Service Reform Act and the creation of the Office of Personnel Management. And we should say that the Senate version of this government reorganization bill is scheduled to be marked up in a Senate business meeting next week. Whether or not that will appear is a different story, but it's scheduled.
Well, they are distracted by a few things concerning Supreme Court nominees and so on. And that's interesting. You mentioned the Carter administration because they also created the Education Department. And I think that went into business literally when Carter was almost leaving office and it was left to Ronald Reagan to figure out what to do with the agency. And he talked about abolishing it, as Republicans tend to do more so than Democrats. But here we have it to this day. Now, with respect to these bills, you mentioned Republicans as the sponsors. Is there any bipartisan support for them? Or because there's a lot of disagreement over this whole thing.
Yeah, that remains to be seen. I mean, I think, you know, if we remember back to some of the initial hearings that the Office of Management and Budget testified, both before the Senate and the House oversight committees, there was some skepticism, especially from Senate Democrats, on where these proposals came from. And the administration really couldn't offer many details about that. They also wanted to see more specific business cases, just more details about some of these proposals. The administration wasn't necessarily able to offer them at that time. So that remains to be seen, whether or not there is bipartisan support. At the same time, if we remember from last year's omnibus, there was a provision in there that said that agencies can't move people, offices, or other functions that have been paid with appropriations without getting approval from Congress. And that same provision has returned in several appropriations bills for 2019 that are already passed Congress, including the Financial Service and General Government Bill, which is important to our community with the Office of Personnel Management and GSA. And in that conference report, it says something along the lines of, we're perplexed why the administration is not communicating with us and the subcommittees about some of these proposals.
I think a few months ago, Claire McCaskill, Democrat from Missouri, said, if you would explain it to us, maybe I could get you 60 votes for it.
Exactly.
All right. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. And what about some of the good government public service groups, NAPA, National Academy of Public Administration, Partnership for Public Service, Senior Executives Service, and their association associated with that? What are they saying these days?
I think these organizations are really vying for something to happen here. I think they've expressed, you know, an interest in the government reorganization, and then corresponding with that, the president's management agenda. You know, NAPA is getting ready to release No Time to Wait Part 2 of its civil service report next week. And so, you know, I think they're anxious to get started on some of these things. And that's why we're seeing that the Partnership for the Public Service, Senior Executives Association, and the Volcker Alliance, they have joined together to, you know, kind of band together their ideas and their brain power, basically, to work on new policy for the senior executives. And that's starting as well. I think this also, you know, at the same time, while these organizations are interested in these ideas, They say there's not a ton of opportunities for the average rank-and-file federal employee to participate in some of this work. And this goes back to how the administration released the reorg plan to the public and the president's management agenda. Bill Valdez is the president of the Senior Executives Association.
And I think it's exactly what we need. But they didn't socialize this. They didn't build a coalition behind it, both on Capitol Hill, but also with the American public, about why these reforms were needed. And without that coalition building, without that stakeholder involvement, you cannot implement any kind of dramatic agency reform or institutional change.
That's Bill Valdez. He's the president of SEA, the Senior Executives Association, just talking about the lack of opportunities to participate. And his point kind of goes back to what you mentioned with Senator Claire McCaskill, and she wants to see more detail and involvement here. Tina Sung, she's the vice president for Federal Executive Networks with the Partnership for Public Service. And she says, I think it's just time to get moving on some of these ideas.
We need to get the mindset that we can do this. We actually know what needs to be done since the first Volcker report in 1989.
That's Tina Sung, vice president with the Partnership for Public Service. Again, just expressing this idea that maybe it's time to stop talking about all of this and just get going.
Yeah, so there's definitely not this no way, no how, never over my dead body, you'll take this agency out of my cold, dead fingers. But get us in. Keep us in the tent and we'll help you get it over the line. To be the prevailing attitude.
I would say that is the prevailing attitude, with the exception, and many of these groups are not often talked about in discussing this, with the exception of the federal unions.
Sure.
They are adamantly against much of the president's management agenda, the government reorg. They don't want to see these things happen. And they haven't been really involved in these conversations for reasons we've discussed over the past couple months.
All right. So next thing for people to do is watch what happens in the Senate.
Yes. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee is expected to take up this bill, and it's just been introduced in the House.
Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out her story at federalnewsradio.com.